Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In any given year, we celebrate Good Friday about 100 days from January 1st. Then, in September, about 100 days from the end of the year, we celebrate Holy Cross Day, September 14th. It's a day when the church, a long time ago, in 335 AD, dedicated the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. And just about 9 years before that is when St. Helena, Emperor Constantine's mother, supposedly found the real cross upon which Jesus died. And on September 13th, they dedicated the church. September 14th, 335, 9 years later, they brought that cross into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and everybody prayed before it, and everybody venerated the real cross. Imagine having the real cross right here. It would have been quite a festival, a feast, if you would, right? Now, was that the real cross upon which Jesus died? Well, I'm not going to put any money on that bet. That was 300 and some years after the real cross. And St. Helena just happens to go down to Jerusalem and finds it. Yeah, it's in my garage or something. I don't know. But nonetheless, the Bible does talk a lot about the cross, right? And so we as Christians ought to think a lot about the cross. And because of the balance I just mentioned, 100 days in, we celebrate Good Friday. How about 100 days before the end? About a third, right? We celebrate the cross again. By the way, the cross, I just read this morning, just brushing up, a third of the cross stayed in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. A third of it went to another location, I forget where, and the other went to Rome. So they divided the cross into three pieces and took it to three different locations. Interesting little aside. But we remember the cross. Not worship the cross, but we remember him who was lifted up on the cross for us and for our salvation. We remember in particular those words I just read, now is the judgment of the world. Now is the ruler of this world cast out. And when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. And then John adds, he said this to tell what kind of death he was about to die. From this, I would suggest we learn three things. Number one, we learn that the cross has everything to do with judgment, doesn't it? Now is the judgment of the world. It's not that moment when you accepted Jesus. That's not your judgment. The judgment of the world is Jesus' cross. There is where the judge declared guilty and not guilty. At Jesus' cross, the judgment of the world. Either those who believe in the Holy Cross, that it was for them and for their salvation, for you, for your salvation, then that gift is yours. You have it. And guess what happens to the judgment of God, the judgment of wrath against sinners? It all got poured out on Jesus, not on you. That's the gift of the Holy Cross. That's the power of God. That's what's folly to most of the world. They're like, eh, really? But for us who are being saved, it is the power of God, the salvation of God. There is judgment, mishpat of God, the anger of God all poured out on Jesus and not you. The judgment of the world happens at the hour of the cross, not some future date, not some date behind, at the cross of Christ Jesus. The Lamb who was slain when? Before the foundation of the world. God had a plan to save the world through Jesus and his cross. Praise be to God for that. Or the other hand, those who don't believe in the cross, don't believe in Jesus being lifted up on the cross and what it means, don't believe in the forgiveness of sins, don't want God's gift, therefore they don't have what? A gracious God. They're going to have to count for their own sins and failures before God. And as we know, good luck with that, according to Scripture. That's a tough place to be if you have to account for everything yourself. But that is why we celebrate Holy Cross Day. Remember, God gave this gracious gift to you. Cling to it for life. Cling to it as your only hope. Secondly, the cross has to do with the casting out of the ruler of this world. Who is the ruler? Well, it's not God in this text, is it? He's referring to Satan. You know, Satan would love nothing more than that Jesus not go to the cross. We heard that earlier in the gospel at the temptation of Jesus, right? You remember that the devil told Jesus, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, and then the angels will save you. You know, he three times tempted him to just thwart that mission of where you're headed. Don't go on to the cross. Why? Because the devil knows that if Jesus dies on the cross, what happens to all the devil's power? What happens to his rule over the earth? It's gone. He's got no power then, because there's gracious forgiveness from God for all the people, all the creatures of the world, which normally the devil would like to have on his side, to have in his dominion. But since the judgment is on Jesus and not on us, he has no claim, no power over you. That's why Jesus can say, now is the ruler of this world cast out. Yeah, we worry about the devil today, don't we? He's rowling around like a lion seeking someone who can devour. But we know that the cross is already behind us. He's already been cast out from his rule on this earth. We hear Jesus' words with a bit of rejoicing, saying, the devil really has no power over me. Each night we can go to bed saying, let your holy foe, your evil foe, have no power over me. We're just repeating the same words that Jesus can say about his cross. It is finished. Death has been destroyed. The devil has been dethroned, if you will, because of the cross. Third thing we learn about the cross is that the cross has drawing power. Not repelling power, but drawing power. It draws people. Jesus even said it in the text, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. Why is that? I should just ask something to do with our Old Testament text that was read, Mr. Vesper read really nicely about the numbers and how the serpent was lifted up on a pole. And only when people looked up at the serpent on the bronze pole, right, only then did they live, because there was healing. And who among us, when ever seeing other people being healed because of what they're looking up upon, wouldn't want to do the same thing? Oh, there is healing. They're getting better by looking to Jesus. There's salvation in Christ Jesus. They're lifted up on the cross. That draws us up to him. It doesn't repel people. A lot of people think, ooh, that's a nasty symbol. We need to hide it. It's a symbol of death. Don't put it in the church. But really, it's what draws people, because it's like the H symbol of a hospital, right? It's the place where there's healing. It's a place of hope. It's a place of eternal life. Yes, it's a lot of pain, but it's a lot of perfection, that God so perfectly loved us that he gave his only son to die that we might live eternally. I was at a chapel this past Wednesday. We celebrated Holy Cross up at First Lutheran for the school. I shared with them four H's. I'll share with them with you those H's now real quick too. I said, what's the cross? It's a holy cross, right? It's set apart. There is no other way in which God saves the world. It's that set apart. As Jesus said just a couple chapters later, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And he has in mind not just himself, but his cross and what he does for others. That is the way in which people go to heaven. Secondly, it's a hurting cross. It hurt Jesus. All the wrath of God's been poured out on Jesus and not on us. That's the judgment we talked about earlier. All the judgment on Jesus, not on you. You're declared not guilty. You're declared free to love God freely, not on account of works or trying to make up for the bad things you've done, but because God so loves and gave his son for you. Third, it's a heavenly cross. A heavenly cross. Why? Because it shows how heavenly the love of God is for us, that he gave Christ on his cross for you. And lastly, it can be a helping cross. How does it help? Well, we often make the sign of the cross here at church in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It reminds us of the holy name of God. Easy to remember the name of God when you say the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do you have to do that? No. But it's a way to remember. The cross is a way to remember, to help you remember God's name. And the other thing I think the cross helps you do is remember the two most important things of the whole law, right? Which is love God above all things, and secondly, to love your neighbor as yourself. The two most important things of God's law are kind of represented by the cross. It helps you remember, love God above all things, love your neighbor as yourself. May God bless you on this Holy Cross Day in remembrance of his mercy, his love, his heavenly love, and the help that he gives in Christ Jesus to believe, to have the gift of everlasting life. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.